Life sustains itself by cell division. So does cancer. Breast cancer cells multiply faster because of CDK4/6 proteins. But what if we could block those proteins and stop runaway cell division? To that end, Dana-Farber scientists laid the foundation for CDK4/6 inhibitors, new drugs that are increasing the survival rate for many advanced breast cancers. Dana-Farber's momentum of discovery keeps finding new ways to outmaneuver cancer. Learn more at danafarber.org/everywhere.
There's $50 billion in play with the spread of addictive painkillers on trial today. I'm David Brancaccio. The legal push for redress on the opioid epidemic goes beyond Purdue Pharma, maker of OxyContin. Today in California, trial set to begin, focused on four other drug makers, and the stakes are very high. Marketplace's Nova Safo is following this.
David, four local governments here in California are asking for $50 billion in compensatory and punitive damages, claiming the companies involved that they're suing deceptively marketed narcotic painkillers, which have proven to be highly addictive for many people. Now, on the defense side, the pharmaceutical companies are Johnson & Johnson and Endo International, also Allergan, which is a unit of Illinois-based AbbVie, and Teva Pharmaceuticals, an Israeli firm. The drug makers deny wrongdoing and say they appropriately marketed their drugs, and they point out that those drugs were FDA approved.
Now, the major opioid verdict already was the one out of Oklahoma. How important is this new trial?
Yeah, and in the Oklahoma case, Johnson & Johnson is appealing that verdict. But yes, this California trial is important. It has the distinction of being the first opioid trial since the pandemic hit. And that's key because it could set the course for multi-state settlements. Now, state attorneys general and drug makers have been negotiating toward settlements, but the pandemic has had an effect there too. It slowed those talks. And there are two other trials set for later this year. Depending on how all of these go, they could help set the contours of a deal, potentially resembling that of the tobacco companies, which of course agreed to that big settlement in the 90s.
Right. Nova, thank you. Stocks, the AEX index in Amsterdam is little changed at the moment. Here, Dow and S&P futures are down about 2% each. The benchmark 10-year interest rate starts the week at 1.57%, lower than a week ago. Now to racism, bias, and mitigating disparities in economic opportunity, with organizations under pressure to go beyond talking about diversity but addressing it in their workforces. Some new technology can help firms better monitor and analyze their progress toward inclusivity, Marketplace's Jasmine Garst reports.
Scott Page from the University of Michigan specializes in management. He remembers working with a company where women were turning down jobs involving relocation, and it was hurting their chances of getting promoted. He says this is an example of how data about employees can help explain a diversity problem.
You can kind of explain away an individual case, but when you're looking at 100 cases, 200 cases, or 1,000 cases, you can no longer explain that away. And so what you can do is you can look for patterns in the data.
The pattern he found was relocations were being offered in the middle of the school year. Women were mostly refusing. To fix the problem, the company began offering more flexible relocation timelines. A growing number of businesses are looking into their own implicit biases like these, which experts say is a great step. But those biases are implicit. So by nature, you often don't even realize you have them. Professor Corinne Lowe from the Wharton School of Business.
Human beings make snap decisions based on the data that they've taken in from the world around them, and that data is biased. And so you need to figure out how to put your decision makers into a position where they can actually be objective.
Enter data collection. Who got recruited and why? Who got promoted and why? And who left and how come? And some companies are seeing an opportunity. Payroll giant ADP is now offering software to measure diversity, equity, and inclusion. ADP Senior Vice President Jack Berkowitz says it's not just about a headcount of who the employees are.
Are people being hired? Great. But are they actually advancing up management levels?
Still, data alone will not fix a company's diversity problem. Brian Utsi is with the Kellogg School of Management.
You know, some of what we're talking about now and the real benefits of these technologies were also some of the things that were touted about the benefits of social media. And so you have to be very vigilant with these technologies, I think, to make sure that they are used in reasonable ways. And that's a responsibility that organizations need to pay a lot of attention to.
He says data is important, but what a company decides to do with it, that's where the real challenge is and where change can happen. I'm Jasmine Garst for Marketplace.
Keeping middle seats on airplanes open can significantly reduce the risk of coronavirus transmission, according to a new study from the Centers for Disease Control. But here in April 2021, most major domestic airlines are putting people in all the seats. So Mr. Sneezy next to you, let's hope it's just a little hay fever. His head will be 8 inches from yours for 5 hours, 47 minutes across the country. But blocking middle seats costs airlines money. Marketplace's Samantha Fields reports.
We've all known for a while now that wearing masks and social distancing are two of the best ways to prevent COVID from spreading. And it turns out, on airplanes,
distancing can have a significant protective effect.
James Bennett is a research engineer at the CDC who worked on the study. He says how much difference it makes when airlines block middle seats varies.
At the low end, we were looking at a 23% reduction in exposure just from the fact of not being seated right next to another passenger if they happen to be infectious.
And at the high end, a 57% reduction in exposure. But at this point in the pandemic, aviation analyst Richard Abulafia says for the airlines,
I don't imagine this is going to make a whole heck of a lot of difference. The airlines have been really diligent at enforcing mandatory mask policies. It's been a very effective tool.
And as vaccination rates rise, he says, more and more people are feeling comfortable booking flights. I'm Samantha Fields for Marketplace.
Thanks, Samantha. I'm David Brancaccio. You're listening to the Marketplace Morning Report. From APM, American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.